What is up, everybody, as we come to you on a very important day for our country. But we've still got college football on tonight. We've got college football to talk about, recapping week 10 as we always do each and every week. Q, Nick, and Todd, what's up, fellas?
What a good week for old Millsy.
Todd had a great week.
Yeah, good week.
I'm out there touting on Twitter.
Yeah, absolutely. 9-5, 3-0. Love it. Let's get back hot. We're going to get hot. We're going to finish strong here.
He's going to win this competition.
I sound like a politician, man. We started. Now we're ready to go. We're on the finish line. Let's go.
There you go. Nick, what do you
think? Yeah, 4-5 for me. But I mentioned this is one of those weeks. We look at the schedule. There's not a whole lot to look forward to. But then this is when college football just chaos happens. And it kind of happened. It happened more to the Big 12 and ACC than others, where those guys just imploded. And it's now, if you ask people questioning, why do those teams have to get an auto bid in the top four? So, like you said, there's a lot to talk about. We're going to be debating on some stuff. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah, Ken says, not a good week for me either. That was a tough one. I think one of my only bets that cashed, Oregon, they kind of cruised to that one. And then SMU. SMU was a good one. Had the 21.5 with Duke. They lead by 11 and still don't cover. 3 touchdowns. Absolutely absurd. Wow. And then we're not even going to talk about the Arkansas game. That was – Pittman's got to go. Texas Tech, Iowa State. I didn't see it.
I didn't watch it either.
Great game, though. If you check the box score, Georgia, Q, Florida, you said they were going to cover, but they were going to lose.
Yeah, lost the under, last touchdown. That was unfortunate. That was just a pick. You tell you didn't see it, but I'm telling you right now, if DJ Lagway plays, I think they win the game. They had all the momentum. I know he only had one big throw, but I think he just brought another element that, you know, they had to keep him honest on the running aspect, and it was opening up the lanes for ball, and it was working. And then you bring in the kid from Yale, and hey, credit to him, man. You know, Billy Napier could have just stuck to the run game, and they would have got stuffed as Georgia loaded the box. He kept trying to throw with this kid. So, you know, I'm not even mad at Billy. The kid went out and tried his hardest, and the team played hard, and they kept it close. I mean, they tied the game late in the game, and you just threw a pick. You could tell he didn't even see the guy. And, you know, back-to-back scores is what it is. But I'll tell you what they did defensively in the bye weeks, he's changed something. And I hope he doesn't start DJ Lagway versus Texas. I'll just say that. It's less significant of an injury, so that is positive.
New look at the AP Top 25. Again, Ohio State, Oregon, Georgia, Texas, but now we've got Miami up in here. Are the Canes going to do it? Can they beat Clemson and win this ACC?
Well, I think it'd be SMU now.
Yeah, I think it's SMU. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it's like the winning percentage of your record. I'll say this. I think Miami could very well win the ACC. That doesn't determine whether they're fraudulent or not. I think as soon as Miami goes up against a competent defense, Cam Ward's going to get picked apart. I mean, Duke had him for, you know, 2.5 quarters. It's a good defense. They just aren't the elite Georgias, Ohio State's, the Oregon's. So I think Cam Ward is benefiting from a weak schedule, and it's going to come up and bite him in the ass here in the first round of playoffs.
Yeah, that's – I forgot Clemson lost, didn't they?
Yeah.
And they don't – Miami doesn't have to play SMU or Clemson during the regular season.
No, none of the three play each other.
Yeah, so they got lucky there.
Yeah.
Hey, Miami games are fantastic. There's a lot of scoring. Everybody scores. You gotta love the Miami games.
Speaking of that, Penn State games are not. Okay, here. No. Okay, here's first rant. Here we go. I will just start it here. Top 25. Why is Penn State still 6? Like, is it name only? Like, they only got beat by 7. They scored 7 offensive points. They, like, are they holding up like a win at Wisconsin, who Iowa just beat by 32? What's Penn State doing at 6 still?
They're a one-loss team.
Yeah, okay, so is Tennessee. So Indiana, 0. BYU, 0. Notre Dame, 1. Boise State 1, SMU 0. Like, how many, like, can Penn State, I think Penn State loses. Actually, Penn State, Tennessee, nobody wants to watch either because that's going to be like 7-6. Indiana probably beats Penn State by 30. I think BYU beats Penn State. Notre Dame beats Penn State. Bama beats Penn State. That's one of those.
I do agree Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame would beat them. I don't know about BYU. It would depend where they play.
Yeah. Yeah, BYU is a question mark too. So that's kind of the second part is what are AP voters? Like, so IU, like, I'm fine with them jumping. They went from what? 12 or 13 to 8 this week. And it, so it took the voters beating Michigan State is what, like, oh, wait, oh, here, now we think IU's good. I don't get it. BYU said the same. Notre Dame dropped two spots by being on a bye, got passed by BYU because BYU's best win in Kansas State just got beat by Houston. So I don't get that one. I think they are just sort of like, I think the AP voters are so confused right now. They're just like throwing things at a dartboard and being like, okay, we're just going to leave this up to the playoff committee. Just, we're going to throw stuff here. Please don't get mad at us. Just ignore what we put and move forward.
Yeah. Well, they get Indiana. They're going to wait for the Ohio State game. And then you'll see.
Yeah, they'll put it on Michigan this week. I mean, again, Michigan might be able to cover that. That's high. I think it's like 14.
14.
I mean, Oregon had to put it in, you know, really late with like about, what, 40 seconds to cover that spread. And God bless that guy doing that, won people money. You gotta love that. But
first time people. Ever, I think.
And, yeah. Here, and I agree with Nick. I mean, what's more consistent, turning the clocks back this weekend or James Franklin losing a big game? Can't win. 0-7. They're 0-7 as a home dog. He can't win.
What do you think? What do you think if your management, and then we'll go on, but I think it's worth it. This is back-to-back years now that he's lost the big game, left the stadium frustrated, and essentially called out fans. It's back-to-back years. Like, at some point, you got to be like, hey, you're not winning, but now you're starting to attack the fan base.
No, I think AD management, I think you're fine with it. If up there – you kind of know where you're at. I would assume, like, dude, they're making a ton of money. And they're like, if you can win us 10 games, and we are selling out every single game, it doesn't make a difference. Yeah. You're still making us a ton of money. And especially now with the 12-team playoff, they're got to be sitting there like, okay, this, like, there's no more divisions. We're not stuck with Michigan and Ohio State every single year. There's like, we're going to be have a chance to make a playoff every year, whether even if we don't get any, like, massive wins. Because, like, right now, like, Penn State has nobody else left on their schedule. I think it's, like, Washington. I think at Minnesota is probably their best chance to lose. They're not going to make the Big Ten championship game either. So, it's like they can kind of just coast to a probably 8-10 seed, and all of a sudden they're in. And it's like then you get that much money from the college football playoff. So, I think management is a different question than asking fan base.
Yeah.
Fan base is going to have a whole different kind of set of circumstances.
Well, Nick, they fully believe they're going to win a national title every year. Like, they're delusional.
But I talked to a couple Penn State people. And they said the same thing. They're just happy to be there.
Yeah.
And they're starting to get to the point now. They know they're not going to win the big game. Here's the thing about, and then I'll be done with this Penn State game. How in the world did Ohio State could not rush the ball at all against Nebraska? Their offensive line, they're putting it's like musical chairs. And they manhandled Penn State's defensive line.
Who's supposed to be one of the top defenses in the country?
Judkins had, he had 95, Henderson 54, Howard had like rushing.
Yeah.
That last drive of the game, Penn State was getting pushed back 7 to 8 yards.
Yeah.
Well, and also you have to look at if Penn State, you look at how that game played out. And it's like, okay, if not now, then when? Like you have pick six, you have Will Howard fumbling the ball at the back of the end zone. You had so many like gifted opportunities to win this game. You're at home. Ohio State, this is probably the worst, worst Ohio State team. You look at talent on the field, there's probably 20 guys in the NFL on Ohio State's team. There's probably 7 or 8 for Penn State. So talent wise,
drop off comparison to what we've seen.
Is different, but like, man, you were given every single opportunity in this game. So if not now, if you don't win that one, then you got to be looking back at like, hey, like, I don't know if we're ever going to beat them. And we just now have to look forward to the years that they're not on our schedule.
Yeah. Ken, I knew it.
I live in PA. They want Franklin out, and yes, Q, they think they're going to win every year.
Who's good? Who's okay? Who's a better choice though in Pennsylvania?
You know what? Like, you know what? Nick is going to go to. Let me say this:
like nobody wants a job in Pennsylvania. I just don't think that that's a place you can really.
Hey,
I don't know. I don't think it is.
It is. Hey, I grew up 24 miles from there. Beautiful country. Beautiful.
I said the exact same thing.
I'm talking only your.
Well, you said it about Arkansas, Matt.
Chance to win a national championship, not to live. It's called Happy Valley. Like there must be some happy people there, but
not even that. I said the same thing about Georgia. I thought Georgia was stupid for firing Mark Richt. He averaged 10-2. He could take you 11-1, but just like James,
better versions of Mike Gundy.
He would drop one, but what did they do? They turned Georgia into a gauntlet. So maybe there is somebody that can take them to the next level.
Georgia is also sitting in like one of the biggest recruiting hotbeds.
But so is Penn State, man. Pennsylvania football is big time, and they can go into Ohio and they get those College Park kids in Maryland. Yeah,
they don't keep them. That's part of the problem.
I mean, they have the areas there, though. The areas there. There's no reason Penn State doesn't have the talent's there. The talent, they outside of quarterback, they get good receivers. They get some of the best running backs. D-line's good. O-line's good. Tight end you. Like, they have rosters that could win a national title. They don't have
They don't go and get wide receivers.
They get a couple.
They've had, in college,
couple years ago, not on this roster.
No. I'm saying, overall, they usually have a good receiver.
They've had a couple over there. Yeah, not on this roster. That was the problem. When Singleton was your leading receiver in that game.
Well, that's a problem. Yeah. But to Matt's point, like, are you okay with a better version of Mike Gundy, a.k.a. Mark Richt, a.k.a. James Franklin, or are you like Georgia and you make that change to get better and say we're not going to settle for 10-2? The money's there. The talent's there. This isn't Oklahoma State where you're like, we're just happy to win 9 in Stillwater. Nobody wants to be in the middle of nowhere. You can win a national championship at Penn State.
Yes.
James can.
James Franklin cannot.
What's your thoughts, Matt? Tie a bow on this.
I mean, it's hard to say because I think Penn State is a very competitive program. They're rich in tradition. I feel like a coach could take them there. But again, who do you get? There's not but like 3 to 5 top-tier coaches in college football. Yet you've got a dozen teams that all think they deserve to win it all.
Do you go find the next Mike Elko? Like, he's turned the program around. I don't know if he's going to win, but he's at least made A&M relevant again.
Ken says, linebacker you.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know who you go get. I mean, I would take 11-1 for my team every year.
Well, yeah. For sure.
That's sort of the thing.
Updated Heisman odds. Dylan Gabriel didn't have a bad game. Cam Ward had a great game. Travis Hunter now second plus 220. Ashton Jeanty plus 500. It's going to come down to one of those four, much like I feel like the championship will. My Cam Ward plus 900 ticket that I bet after week one's looking good. But y'all doing anything here? I mean, who would be your best bet right now if I gave you $1,000? Said you had to pick somebody. Who are you betting on?
I mean, if I had to, Dylan Gabriel, best player on the best team in the country. I just think his stats aren't going to be there with Cam Ward. But also, imagine Dylan Gabriel in like at Miami with Cam Ward, where you're playing shootouts for 4 quarters every week. What would Gabriel's stats look like then? Like, he's had numerous games here where he hasn't even had to play in the fourth quarter lately. They've just been putting in cruise control in the second halves. You could tell they're not like Cam Ward. They're on a full blown push for his just rack up stats, get in the Heisman. Gabriel, they're not. Oregon has way bigger fish to fry. Like, they're just like, you can tell Oregon's looking national championship picture. Miami's looking, hey, let's win the ACC. Let's get Cam Ward to Heisman and let's get bumped out because our defense is going to give up 50 to somebody in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I'm
Todd.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think that was well said. I mean, again, he's coming off, what, 22 out of 34, 294, one touchdown against Michigan. You had Ward. I think Ward's second in, off the top of my head, second in yards passing, first in touchdowns. You know, Dart, a better number coming off a big game. He has Georgia this weekend. If he can do something, Rourke's really jumped up there. Again, if he throws a – I mean, those are dark horses. Now, I mean, again, Hunter, you just never know. That's a tricky spot. I mean, that's a big game this weekend down at Texas Tech, coming off a big win against Iowa State. If he can really put on a show and do things defensively and catch some balls and stuff, that can change. I think right now Gabriel, though, is probably going to be the favorite and is probably going to win this.
Yeah. If I got a 3,000,
I'd just pocket it.
It's a quarterback trophy. It's Cam Warder doing it.
It's a quarterback trophy. Ask me this. Genty, we get it, right? Group of five team. Colorado. Why is Travis Hunter still so high?
Yeah, and it's actually – and he got helped out a ton this week. Like, he got helped out – like, cause there's a chance – like, Colorado now, I think
– him hanging around,
the second team in the Big 12 championship game, if I'm not wrong. Because wouldn't it be BYU and – I think it would be BYU and – or Colorado is in, like, a tiebreaker with maybe Iowa State, but they don't – but they don't play each other, I believe.
I don't believe they do.
Yeah, I think there's some weird thing there because, like, their loss was to Kansas State, but now Kansas State has two.
Yeah.
So it's like there's some weird tiebreaker there. So say Colorado makes the Big 12 championship, he keeps going off. Colorado could win the Big 12. And then people are like,
yeah.
Like, you're talking
about Iowa State is at Kansas, Cincinnati, at Utah, and then Kansas State close out the season. So no Colorado. Ooh.
I just think the way Hunter's hanging up there, like, you almost have to put money on them.
But I think that's the one Kansas State wins.
Which one?
Against Iowa State at the end of the year.
Which means Colorado gets in.
Yeah. All right, college football playoff odds. Again, you've got five clear-cut favorites now, and then Penn State still minus 350. Penn State can finish what, third? In the Big Ten?
Yeah, but they'll have one loss.
Fourth?
They're in. No, they're in.
Yeah, they're going.
Who spoils it for them?
Penn State's not going to lose again. They won't. Like
at Minnesota.
Yeah,
Minnesota,
but what if Indiana finishes 11-1?
They're in.
Is the committee really going to put four Big Ten teams in?
Yeah.
I mean, how many ACC or Big 12 teams do you think you're getting?
Yeah.
You're probably getting one Big 12. Right, or maybe two right now. I think one of the Big 12, one loss Big 12 teams would get in. ACC is probably getting 1-2, SEC 4. So then you have three spots. I think they're getting four. Like
I don't think you can leave Indiana out. If they only lose Ohio State, top five team in the country, they're in.
Yeah,
it's a lock.
Depends on the score. If that game's not that bad, that's a lot better showing. You know, if they get boat raced than that, you know, Brad Powers has been saying, and I agree with him, this is a TV thing. What teams are going to get in there for TV ratings. But I think Indiana, you know, you're going to say, well, Smitty, what are you talking about? That's not a team that's going to.
Yeah, but they're pulling the heartstrings.
But it's the best story in college football this year. So that was my point. You know, the coach. Yeah, the coach could win coach of the year, and it's a fantastic story. So absolutely, I think Indiana gets in.
Ken firing in the chat. Let's get a couple more opinions going.
The auto bids, there's one group of five that will get it.
Boise State.
Presumably Boise. Yeah.
So that means either Big 12 or ACC is only getting one. If you have four SEC, four Big Ten, one group of five.
It depends, though. So if BYU gets upset in the Big 12 championship game, they will probably still get in, even if we won't like it. And if Miami gets beaten in the ACC championship game, they will still get in with one loss, even if we don't like it, and whoever beats them will get in. So that's going to – it's like one of those like college basketball things where it's like there's going to be some bid stealers. We just don't know which side it's going to come from. But, yeah, I still think we get – it's – panning out to get four SEC, four Big 12, and then
four Big 10
chaos. Or Big 10, not Big 12. Sorry. Yeah. And then chaos.
All right. Championship odds. we're going to get into this conversation a little bit later, but throw out the top four. Are you buying into any of these to have a legitimate shot to make a run?
No. I don't trust Alabama. Like, they have the talent, but I don't know if they can put it together for, you know, a few straight games.
I think one I'm eyeing up would be like what would be Ole Miss. If they can pull the big I'm just looking at odds here. If you're gonna go something here, what a matchup this weekend. If they can get the win this weekend, big game. Dart had a big game last weekend. They do have a good defense. If they can get in, I like the head coach. I think that's I can't believe I'm saying this. I like how Notre Dame runs the football.
I didn't want to be the one to talk about him.
I think Riley Leonard's got to be a little more. I think he's got to show a little more in the passing game, but they are dangerous. This is one of the most dangerous Notre Dame teams I've seen in a long time.
And for me to say that, because I'm not a Notre Dame fan at all, but the quarterback is good. I love the running back. They have a good defense. The injuries have nicked them a little bit, but that's one too.
Yeah, if Notre Dame was healthy, like I would talk about Notre Dame. If Notre Dame was healthy, like you lose Benjamin Morrison, who's a top 15 pick in the draft. He's done for the year. You have two starting defensive linemen out. Your starting left tackle is still out. That's when kind of it gets tough, and those things add up. I think this isn't your normal Notre Dame team. I don't see them automatically getting beat first week of the playoff, but I don't see them winning at all. And not to beat a dead horse, but we're still against Indiana, and everybody's like, oh, my gosh, this offense. Michigan State had negative 24 rushing yards against Indiana. Like, this defense is the one that's like, okay, Curtis Rourke's out. He's kind of banged up. Defense taking complete control, and it's been, like, insane. And everybody's like, okay, well, let's see Indiana. What happens when they trail? So they got down 10-0 on the road. That environment at Michigan State was actually sort of like, okay, Michigan State wants to be the ruiner. And then it's all of a sudden, okay, here's 47 straight points, and we'll just put you to sleep. Like, this Indiana team, and I get it, but it's so many – there's old guys on this team, like the 23 guys from James Madison who were undefeated last year. And it's like Cignetti does not lose. Curtis Rourke, MAC player of the year last year. Like, this team is built – like, it's sort of a weird combination of these small guys that are all got put in the perfect situation all at the same time are just fit together perfectly, and they're getting in. And it's like they could have a home game as well, which doesn't scare people, but you bring somebody up from the South in the snow in January, and that's not going to be a fun place to play. So it's like 3,500 is a lot for a team that has yet to not cover a single spread the entire game or the entire season. So I don't know if I'd bet on it, but man, like it, I don't know how many more weeks we can just keep saying that we'll wait and see. But they just keep doing it. It's impressive.
I'll tell you,
Ken says Indiana's running the table through the regular season, and Lane Kiffin and James Franklin are the same guy. Can't win.
Well, if they beat Ohio State, they're going from 3,500 to single digit odds.
If Ohio State plays all they have the last 2 weeks, like what Indiana beat Nebraska, 56-7. Yeah. And then Nebraska almost beat Ohio State. Ohio State just beat Penn State 20-13. Looks like they're all like just don't look like they can do anything. Indiana's defense, like Ohio State's not going to really be able to run the ball. So do we trust Will Howard to light it up against that secondary? I don't know. Like, I can't wait. And I know Matt mentioned this like 2 weeks ago in our like text thread. He's like, I don't know what the spread's going to be. I will be on Indiana. And there's a chance this is going to be like, what would we guess? Like, it's on the road. Are we guessing Ohio State by, 4.5, 5? It's probably where I would guess it opens at. Like, I don't think it's anything massive.
As of right now, the look ahead on FanDuel is Ohio State -9.5.
Oh, I might play that when we get off.
Yeah.
I would buy it up to 10.
Ohio State is not 9.5 or 10 points better than Indiana.
I agree.
Yeah, you get Rourke, just, you know, keep getting healthier and healthier each week. Yeah.
Nebraska just got beat by UCLA, too. Like,
Did you see they're bringing in Dana Holgorsen? Yeah, a little offensive analyst.
Oh, boy.
Coined by Nick Saban, the analyst.
Yeah.
Where failed coaches come to prop up themselves. All right, Q, roll through your picks real quick.
Georgia, Florida, a game looked like a lock in the first half, and it got wild with about 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter. I felt like that one was stolen from me. Nebraska, Navy, both teams boat raced. Just didn't expect it. I thought Navy would bounce back against a bad loss to Notre Dame. They got exposed, and man, to lose back-to-back, that's disheartening. And then Nebraska, they're just not what I thought. I trust them a little too much. I thought they could bounce back against UCLA, and I'm done betting Nebraska.
Rufus says Indiana didn't play nobody. And says Navy forgot to get off the ship. Yes, Indiana's strength of schedule is a cause of concern.
Yeah, but if they punch out of the mouth, it goes away.
They are still like top five in every.
Like, Penn State also has, like, you could say their strength is awful too. And they're squeaking by teams and got beat. Like, Indiana's beating, like, just blowing people out. But yeah, like you said, Ohio State matters.
All right, Nick.
Iowa, like, great call. That was just like Kenny thing. Like, that was an absolute blowout. I think they won by like 37, I believe, against Wisconsin. Memphis hurt. Like, that was, I don't know what happened there. Like, they got beat outright by 20. I mean, UTSA just absolutely did not show up. Never had a shot, really. Like, down early. That was one of those where I kept checking the score. And it was first, I was like, okay, no need to check this anymore. That's a lost bet. Ohio State, Penn State, first half under. That one hurts. Got beat by the hook, 24, and it's because of freaking pick sixes and just like, and then 9 total points scored in the entire second half. It was one of those where, like, that was one where it's just like, I would bet this 1,000 times again. And if this game was played 1,000 more times, it'd probably hit 90% of the time. So I will still say I'm on the right side there. That was just, that was one of those where I couldn't have predicted what would have happened to get them to 24 there.
Toddy, congratulations.
Boom. Thank you. Yeah, let's go Washington. You know, I said it, that USC team just can't win on the road. Coach is very overrated. Who's better, James Franklin or Lincoln Riley? I don't know. It's close. Just now they bench Moss. They're going to the backup, the kid from, I think it's UNLV, is going to be in there now this week. So we'll see. South Carolina, I thought it was a good spot. I think this team's been playing well. I said it on the show. They had some really tough losses. I thought it was going to be a tight game. Didn't know if they were going to win the game outright, but I like the +3. So, and again, listen, that Penn State game, sometimes it's good to be lucky. And I was lucky. And I love the first half play. I was on with the guys with that. I said, Nick, I loved it. Game, the pick six kind of changed that. You know, Howard, thank you very much, going into the end zone, and you kick the ball and it goes out of bounds, and then there's a pick at the very end before half. So sometimes it's good to be lucky, and I will take it. So thank you, 3-0, and let's keep staying hot here. So,
all right, and for mine, I'm 0-3 in betting on Arkansas games the last 3 weeks, I'm pretty sure. Could not get it done. The under, Ole Miss did it by themselves. Vanderbilt, the only anchor down, man. I guess I'm a Vandy fan now. I never thought in a million years I'd be jealous of the Commodores, but here we are. Vanderbilt just continues to impress, even as a big dog here. They did it against Kentucky. They do it this past weekend. Keep rolling, Vandy. Quick message from Home Field Apparel, and then we will have the great debate of 2024. I want to tell you guys about our new sponsor, Home Field Apparel. Started in 2018, this vintage collegiate apparel company is home to some of the most creative and premium quality t-shirts and jackets money can buy. With licensing deals with nearly 200 collegiate teams, from the Blue Blood programs to the Purple Aces of Evansville, Home Field has you covered. Use code INSIDERS at checkout to receive 15% off your first order and upgrade your closet today. All right, the debate stage is set. Sorry for the placement of the microphones. Just raise your head. Okay, so we have a great debate here. And the Twitter poll, Oregon gets the popular vote. 52.4% said Oregon plus 425 is the best bet. Second place is Georgia plus 425. No love for Ohio State, plus 330, only getting 11.9% of the vote. And Texas in third, plus 500, getting 14.3% of the vote. Q, who are you taking?
Well, I know I'll save Georgia or Oregon for somebody else. I took Georgia. Kirby Smart. We're going to lean on Kirby Smart, right? He's one of only two coaches who won a national title currently in the league. Beck has horrible first halves. He bounces back and figures things out. In a preparatory situation where you know who you're going against, they're probably going to have a bye. They're going to get healthy. ETN's going to be healthy. He can run the ball, score touchdowns. I think they still have enough, even though this is a down Georgia year. I've been saying it every week. I think they can kind of the Nick Saban. Like, that's a team you just never want to play in the playoff atmosphere because they somehow find a way to get it done every year. Give me the Georgia Bulldogs out of these four.
Nick?
Let's start this with some debate slander. Georgia, do you trust Carson Beck, who's going to throw the ball to the other linebacker three times a game to win a national championship? I don't. Like, Stetson Bennett probably would have this team undefeated right now. Like, that's who should be your president. Stetson Bennett the third would be a better quarterback for this team. No, I went with Oregon here. I think
do you trust a coach who gets beat the same team twice last year? Do you trust them?
Yes, because that team is not going to be any way this year. Like, let's keep them out. But yeah, Oregon, I think this team is built from – they're one of those where you say, like, national championship team, you want them built from the line out. And this team, offensive line, defensive line, got a ton of experience last year. They're one of the best kind of front sevens on defense last year. Like you said, just Washington upset them. They just had their number, one of those things. Now you bring in Dillon Gabriel – extremely accurate, no longer turning the ball over at all. Like, there was a couple people kind of gave them a bunch of stuff like in the first few weeks. Listen, like, that's still a quarterback getting used to a brand new system. They have been flawless over the past 5-6 weeks. Ohio State almost got them, took care of business. They're kind of coasting to the end. I will say I am a little bit worried about that Tez Johnson injury. That's going to be a huge, huge deal. That's your number one receiver, the number one outlet for Dillon Gabriel. They said it's like they're trying not to say it's a collarbone, but it seemed like a collarbone injury to me. They're saying 4 to 6 weeks, which means that's about the Big Ten championship. But then if you're undefeated, do you even play him in that game? Possibly not. Like, let's just get to the playoff. He should be healthy. I think Oregon, when you look at this team, it's a Big Ten type offensive line, defensive line, and you have SEC athletes all over the place. So I think Oregon is still the best team in the country. And I gave them the best chance to win the national championship.
Todd.
Yeah, we're going to go to all these great states. And I'm going to make promises that I probably won't keep. But hey, here we go. Here we go. You know, you look at Texas, I'll come down there and I'll fix the quarterback and I'll tell you which quarterback to play. I'm going to go to Columbus and I'm going to tell you how to fix that offensive line. Then I'm going to go out west. I'm going to go to the great University of Oregon. And I'm going to tell you how to score some more points and keep winning games. But I'm going to go down south because the south is where the football is played. SEC football. I'm going to talk Georgia. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to talk to the quarterback. Stop throwing INTs to everybody. I'm going to check him. We're going to get him to make sure he's not colorblind and he knows what uniform to throw to. He has 6 INTs the last 2 games. 11 INTs the last 5. Quit throwing INTs. Kirby's smart, though. Q made a great point. That's why if I win, he might be my vice president here. I like this. I like where we're going here. Georgia is going to be the team that's going to win the national championship.
All right.
The team that almost just got beat by Florida, as Q said.
Listen, Q, I'm going to put him in. I'm going to bring him in. We're going to talk about our policies. He's going to come on board. He's an SEC guy.
I'm going to endorse him. Keep it in conference.
All right. I'm going with the Oregon Ducks. I think Dan Lanning is a top 3 coach in college football currently. And I think one of the biggest things that is overlooked with Oregon, they're the number 1 ranked team in special teams. They know how to flip a field. They know how to return the ball. They flip the field better than any other team in the country. They've got the number 6 ranked quarterback in Dylan Gabriel in yards, the 12th ranked running back with Jordan James. They're 10th in points allowed. This defense is legit. Dan Lanning has built a defense that plays like the SEC in the Big Ten. They've already gotten the monkey off their back with the big game against Ohio State. They're probably going to have a rematch with them. And I think he'll be ready for it. Much like Washington swept the board last year, Dan Lanning knows this is, you've got to keep that momentum going. And even if they do lose that game, you look back, Georgia would be in the playoff. Even after they lost to Alabama in the SEC championship game, they probably still were the best team in the country last year. Would have given Michigan a much more difficult of a game than Washington did. Outside of that, you've got Dylan Gabriel, who for all intents and purposes is leading the Heisman race or at top 3 in the Heisman race. That's what you need. You can't trust Carson Beck. I can't trust Quinn Ewers, and I sure as shit cannot trust Will Howard in Ohio State in a big time game. So, Oregon Ducks, your eventual national champ, you heard it here first.
You can't trust Dan Lanning. I'm just going to say that right now. The guy had an opportunity to get into the college football playoff last year, and he choked it away to the same coach. He's not.
You don't think he learned from that?
Until he beats Kalen DeBoer, Kalen DeBoer will always be better than him. My constituents understand that.
I don't think he's going to have to beat Kalen DeBoer.
How the Big Ten has done against the SEC.
Hey, just like it's done in all.
I don't care. Big Ten, SEC. Things are bigger in the South. Even
hey,
the
Smitty,
championship
what,
trophy cases.
Who did Michigan beat last year to go to the national championship?
We beat everybody last year. Oh, we went through everybody, and that's what
was that Alabama here. And the great Nick Saban?
We beat Alabama.
He was on his way out. He was Mitch McConnell. He didn't even know what he was doing on the side.
That's how good we were last year at Michigan. We didn't even have to pass the ball against Penn State. We just ran it every time like a JV Monday night football game, and we won.
Just like it's done in all these debates, we've been doing a lot of flight tracking. Carson Beck is way too busy flying to Miami every week than he is caring about his own team in Georgia. I just can't see it. That's why
he has good personal reasons. We're not going to bring in the other reasons. That's not fair.
You're right. No personal stuff.
You would fly down too if you were invited. Stuff. We all would.
yes, maybe, but it's
yes.
But it's his jet. He controls where it goes.
Fair enough.
All right. Well,
that was fun.
We hope that you guys enjoyed that. Interested to hear any other comments as we look ahead into next week. We don't have a graphic for it, but I do have a couple of notable matchups. We've got the biggest one, I think, is number 2, Georgia, traveling to Oxford to take on number 16, Ole Miss. Ole Miss plus 2.5. We've talked about it. Lane can't win the big game. I think Georgia rolls here. I would go ahead and bet that line now before it gets even further apart.
Yeah, I agree.
I'll have any arguments there.
It is where we'll find out, because Ole Miss is still the number 1 rush defense in the SEC. So it's like they're going to make – and ETN's kind of banged up, so they'll make Beck be the one to beat them. So if Beck wants to show us something, this could be the game, because they'll have to win through the air.
Yeah.
Then you've got number 11. Number 11, Alabama, taking on number 14, LSU. Alabama is -3. Y'all want any part of this one?
Is this at
night game? I think Bama gets it done.
Oh, night game.
It's at LSU.
Yep, I think so.
I like LSU.
Yep, it is a night game. One kind of flying under the radar, 21-ranked Colorado taking on Texas Tech. Coming off a big win against undefeated Iowa State. Tech plus 3.5 at home in Lubbock. Nothing to write home about there, but
stay away. Stay away. You never know what
Tech
is going to show up. You never know.
I don't know. I like the Red Raiders there.
Yeah, crazy stuff happens down there.
I will probably be on a lot of home dogs here this weekend.
Hey, home teams on Tuesdays were 5-1 heading into last week. I believe they went 2-1 So they're 7-2. You got a couple tonight in the old Maction action.
Yeah, I was going to say a lot of home dogs during these midweek games this week. Yeah. I noticed that too. Yep.
Unders.
Conditions. Unders. Conditions are bad tonight. A lot of rain in both places and some wind.
Miami of Ohio taking on Ball State. Ball State's getting 12 points with a total of 48.5. And then Bowling Green, Central Michigan. Bowling Green is minus 14, total of also 48.5. We get points tonight? Or you think unders?
Unders.
I kind of like – I heard a stat today and I wrote it down. I just don't know where – my notebook's kind of crazy right now. But Central Michigan, the old Florida coach there, pretty good numbers – I think as a dog there. So 14 in this bad conditions, that's a lot of points.
Yep.
Give me Mac.
I may be on some Mac dogs tonight. All right. Well, that closes us out. We will be back later on this week for the week 11 preview. Real quick, because I told everybody we'd do it. Give us an update on your futures bets and how they're sitting right now. Obviously, my biggest one was Arkansas. That was ended up being a 6-unit play. That has cashed. Outside of that, Virginia Tech over 8.5 plus 155. I do not think that is going to cash anymore.
NC State over's donezo. That was mine. I'm sitting on Florida. I think they can get to the fifth win. So I'd say that's in good shape. Arizona way off. Don't at me. That's bad.
Yeah, oh, I'm at you.
Virginia Tech's dead. They've already lost four.
I didn't do well.
Mine are actually looking pretty good. Already hit Samuelson State over 4.5 wins, New Mexico over 1.5. That was even juiced like minus 160, so that was an ugly one, but I think they're like 4, so that was a good one. Yeah, tailed Arizona. That's a miss. Mizzou under 9.5, still looking good. NC State, miss. Miami over 9 wins, looking very good. Notre Dame to make the playoff at minus 160, looking very good. Southern miss under 4.5, also looking good. Tennessee, exactly 10 wins, was the one that I said was like that plus 350 or plus 300. Exactly 10 wins, that means they went out except for the Georgia game. That puts them at 10-2. That's a plus 300 hit. And then Utah to win Big 12. Is obviously a miss. So actually, futures wise, looking somewhere around like 7-3-ish, 7-4. So actually, pretty good.
Yeah, I'm looking at mine all now. Arkansas, I've got SMU over 8.5. Just need one more win. Cash that plus 120. UCF over 7.5. I think that one's dead.
That was you trusting the your boy KJ.
Stupid.
Yeah, I'm looking 1-2. I was with Matt. I had over 8.5 with Virginia Tech. That is done. I had under 2.5 with New Mexico. I believe they're at 3 wins right now, so that's a loser. And then I did play over 5.5 with Indiana, which is a big winner.
Yeah, so my losers, UCF, Virginia Tech, SMU, Arkansas still in play, Florida over 4.5. Joined Q on that one. Think they're one win away.
Yep.
Iowa over 8. Kansas State over 9. That's not looking good. LSU under 9. Not looking good. Miami over 9. That one looks good. And Iowa State over 7.5. They've already hit that.
Yep.
No. They're seven. Yeah. I need one more.
It looks good.
Mine are looking pretty good. Heisman futures, I had Dylan Gabriel plus 550, Georgia plus 150 to win the SEC, Mississippi plus 600 to win the SEC, Bama plus 700 to win the SEC. One of those are winning. Cam Ward plus 950 to win the Heisman. And I think that's about it. Pretty decent. Arkansas, obviously a big one. Florida cashing would be a big one because I'd lay minus 150 for that fifth win.
I think we'll get it.
I am interested to see. LSU, if they lose this weekend, they'll be at 9. Right?
It's a push. Yeah.
Yeah. That would be a good one. Man, I wish I would have bet Vanderbilt just so I could tout that pick. Nobody saw this coming.
No, yeah, no.
If you had a Vanderbilt over season win total ticket, send That's it all. To me. Yeah. I'll send you some insider's hat or something. Congratulations.
Probably, do we know what – can we bet. Remember? It was probably what, 3.5?
3.5.
It was 2.5 or 3. Yeah, unbelievable. So, all right, that wraps it up. We'll see you guys Thursday or Friday for the Week 11 preview show.